Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Now, I understand that this might be the last time that I say those words to you.
It is. So you and I have been doing this 20 years together, and I've been thinking recently about millennials. They're about the same age that you and I were when we started talking together. And, you know, 20, 25 years ago, there was a burst of energy in South Carolina that led to the creation of numerous innovation initiatives, including the Smart State and the South Carolina Venture Capital Authority, SC Launch, and the Council on Competitiveness, and some other things. And unfortunately, we allowed them to get overwhelmed by South Carolina's culture. Some of them no longer exist. Most are just weak reflections of what their initial aspirations were. And we kind of leave South Carolina with venture capital investments per capita that are a sixth of North Carolina, with combined sponsored research at Clemson, the University of South Carolina, and MUSC that's less than UNC Chapel Hill alone, and with so few innovation centers and headquarters that most graduates with advanced degrees in science and engineering leave the state to find a job. So not focusing on developing and retaining talent, to me, was the greatest failure of my generation of leaders in South Carolina. And I recently read an interesting book, The Fourth Turning Is Here, by a fellow named Neil Howe. The idea is there's a crisis that comes about every 80 years. It's roughly a human lifetime. So in the mid-1700s, there was the commercialization of the printing press, and then a crisis that led to the American Revolution. There was a generation of people, including Charles Cokeworth Pinckney in South Carolina, who created the U.S. Constitution as a new civil institution to respond to that. In the mid-1800s, there was the commercialization of railroads and telegraph, and a crisis that led to the Civil War. That post-Civil War generation failed. In South Carolina, included Benjamin Ryan Tillman, which led to Jim Crow and segregation, which damaged our society for several decades. And in the mid-1900s, we saw the commercialization of computers and the crisis that led to the Great Depression and World War II. And in South Carolina, that included Fritz Hollings, who helped create the South Carolina Technical College system. You and I have talked a lot about the fact that artificial intelligence is rising today, and Hal and other people like Ray Dalio at Bridgewater Associates believe that we're in a crisis period right now that began in 2008 with the financial crisis. Many people think the current systems aren't working for them, and that's led to this populist backlash, not only in the United States, but in Germany and France and Canada and South Korea. And Hal says there's going to be some trigger that's going to cause this crisis to morph into a catastrophe. And with all that's happening in the world, you know, from the Ukraine to the Middle East to Taiwan, that's not hard to imagine. It's the millennials that are going to be the new civic generation. So I'd like to leave them with some thoughts of things that you and I have discussed over the years. And the first is they need to think bigger than we did about how to elevate South Carolina into a higher orbit with our neighbors. We need to focus on where they can be best in the world. We can't be best at everything. And the hard part of focusing is not what you choose to do, but what you choose not to do. They need to focus on attracting and developing and retaining talent as the most important driver of our greatest competitive advantage, which is our dynamic economy. They need to treat diversity as an asset because the best solutions come from teams who can look at problems from different perspectives. Finally, but maybe most importantly, they need to ensure that everybody in our society can realize their full human potential and nobody's left behind, because we just can't escape this political polarization we have unless everybody feels like they benefit. If millennials can do all that, kind of paraphrasing F.A. Hayek, you know, if my generation doesn't destroy the world in the next couple of years, you know, I have a lot of hope for the future, because I think the millennials I know are ready to leave. And I'm really inspired by the young professionals I work with every day. And I think that, you know, they're going to be the next great generation. So, that, you know, that's why I have hope for the future.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time and thoughts and insight over the past couple of decades. And we're just looking forward to the next chapter of your life. And feel free to send us some ideas and maybe a millennial or two that you meet or know that might be helpful in this discussion going forward.
Well, thank you, Mike, and I appreciate your friendship over the years and, our work together, and, hopefully we've inspired some people, about things going on in South Carolina.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.